Hey everyone, welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we crack open the latest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. Huge thanks to our sponsors Ada and Zen Semiconductor for keeping the lights on here. Ada helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows at scale. And Zen Semiconductor brings serious silicon muscle with their portfolio of chip and processor design companies, plus Ada under their umbrella for deploying AI anywhere. All right, we've got 5 patents on the docket today covering everything from smart 3D navigation to wearable drug delivery. Let's get into it. Kicking things off, we've got a fascinating one from Movidius, that's an Intel subsidiary focused on computer vision silicon, and this one is all about path planning using sparse volumetric data. So here's the problem. When you have a robot, a drone, or an autonomous vehicle trying to navigate through a complex 3D environment, it needs to understand the space around it in real time. The traditional approach is to build a dense, highly detailed map of everything, which is incredibly expensive in terms of memory and processing power. What Movidius is patenting here is a smarter, leaner approach. They use what's called a sparse volumetric data structure. Think of it like a 3D grid where you only store information about the parts of the space that actually matter, like where objects or obstacles are. And here's the clever bit, this structure works at multiple levels of detail simultaneously. Zoom out and you get a rough picture of the environment. Zoom in and you get fine-grained detail exactly where you need it. The system then compares what a camera is actually seeing in real time against this efficient data structure to figure out the best path forward. The real-world applications here are massive. We're talking better autonomous drones, smarter warehouse robots, more efficient AR and VR spatial mapping, even self-driving cars. The fact that this has a priority date all the way back to 2016 and is still generating continuations tells you just how foundational this technology is. This is core plumbing for the autonomous systems era. Next up, we're shifting gears to something that sounds very niche but actually has enormous safety implications, and that's a patent from Rebellion Photonics on window obscuration sensors for mobile gas and chemical imaging cameras. Okay, so picture this. You're a safety inspector at an oil refinery or a chemical plant, and you're carrying an infrared camera that detects dangerous gas leaks. These cameras are incredibly sophisticated. They pick up invisible gases by analyzing infrared light across multiple spectral channels. But here's a really sneaky failure mode that nobody talks about. What if the camera's optical window gets dirty? We're talking dust, grease, a smudge, even a water droplet. That contamination on the lens could look exactly like a gas plume to the sensor, triggering a false alarm or worse, masking a real leak. Rebellion Photonics has engineered a solution that uses some of those same optical channels to actively detect when something is on or near the window itself, and flags it so the system doesn't misinterpret it as a chemical detection. It's essentially a self-awareness layer for the camera. The implications here are huge for industrial safety, environmental monitoring, and hazmat response. False positives in these settings don't just waste time, they can cause dangerous evacuations or, on the flip side, dangerous complacency. This patent represents mature, production-aware engineering, and it's been in development through multiple continuation filings since 2019. Rebellion Photonics clearly knows exactly what breaks in the field. All right, patent number 3 is from Capital One, yes, the bank, and it's a really practical one for anyone who builds or uses software APIs. The patent covers a system for protecting APIs with two-factor authentication, and I want to take a second to explain why this matters so much right now. APIs are essentially the connective tissue of the modern internet. When your banking app talks to your bank servers, when a third-party app requests your data, all of that goes through APIs. And right now, the gold standard for securing those connections is a protocol called OAuth 2.0, which handles who gets access and when. But here's the gap. OAuth wasn't originally designed with two-factor authentication baked in at the API level. Capital One's innovation is an extension of the OAuth framework that lets API providers, so the people exposing the API, actually choose what kind of second authentication factor they want to require from any app trying to access their data. That might be a one-time passcode, a biometric check, a hardware token, whatever fits the use case. The system then enforces that second factor at the OAuth endpoint level automatically. For fintech, healthcare, and any industry handling sensitive data through third-party integrations, this is genuinely important infrastructure. It pushes security responsibility to the right place, the data owner, rather than hoping every client app does the right thing. Smart filing from Capital One's engineering team. Patent 4 is a really interesting one that lives at the intersection of data management and business intelligence. It's filed by an individual, Ryan Goodman and Anton Kudryavtsev, and it covers a system for automatically generating a glossary of business metrics for self-service analytics. Okay, so let me paint the picture of the problem here, because this one is extremely relatable if you've ever worked at a mid to large company. Different teams are all building their own dashboards, their own reports, their own definitions of what revenue means or what active user means, and none of it lines up. You end up in meetings where finance and product are literally arguing about whose number is right, and both are technically correct by their own definitions. It's a mess. What this patent proposes is a reverse engineering approach. Instead of asking people to manually document what their metrics mean, the system analyzes the actual reports and dashboards that already exist, looks at how frequently and how widely they're being used across the organization, and infers from that usage which metric definitions have become the de facto standard. The more people use a particular definition, the more correct it's deemed to be. From that analysis, the system auto-generates a business glossary, a living document of what your company's numbers actually mean in practice. This is self-service analytics metadata, and it could save enormous amounts of time for data teams. It's the kind of tooling that pairs beautifully with AI-powered analytics platforms. Watch this space. And our fifth patent today is genuinely futuristic. This one is from Dexcom, the company that makes continuous glucose monitors, and it covers a wearable device that both senses analytes and delivers therapeutic agents. So let's break that down. Right now, if you have diabetes and you're using a continuous glucose monitor and an insulin pump, you're wearing two separate devices on your body. One monitors your glucose levels under the skin, the other delivers insulin. Dexcom is patenting a single unified device that does both. Here's how it works. A sensor extends through the layers of your skin all the way down into the subcutaneous tissue, where it reads glucose concentrations. That reading gets processed by onboard control electronics, which then calculate exactly how much insulin needs to be delivered. And here's the elegant part. The device uses ion tophoresis, which means it uses a small electrical current to drive the drug through the skin from a reservoir sitting on the surface. No second needle, no second pump, no second adhesive patch. The control loop is entirely self-contained in a single wearable. For the millions of people managing type 1 diabetes or intensive insulin therapy, this could be a life-changing simplification. And more broadly, this architecture, sense and analyte, computer response, deliver a drug, all in one device, is a template for a whole new generation of closed-loop wearable medicine. This is one of those patents that'll look prescient in about 5 years. And that's a wrap on today's five patents. What a range. From 3D navigation chips to skin-level drug delivery. Massive thanks to AHGO Consulting. That's AHGO for their continued support of the show. We really appreciate you. Patent Pulse is brought to you by ADA, AHGO Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you want to go deeper on the hardware and silicon side of everything we talked about today, go check out the AI Hardware Show. It's in the ADA Podcast Network, and it is fantastic. Make sure you're subscribed to Patent Pulse wherever you get your podcasts. We drop new episodes regularly, and you don't want to miss what's coming. Next episode, we're diving into some wild new filings in spatial computing and neural interface tech. Trust me, you'll want to be there. Until then, keep watching the filings.